The Guardian.
The main opposition party in Zimbabwe has claimed an overwhelming victory in the national elections. The Movement for Democratic Change says there's no way that President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party can claim victory unless it's through fraud. The MDC based its claim on unofficial tallies by its own observers at polling stations across the country. It defied a ban on declaring early because the last time, in 2002, it's widely believed the results were fixed when they were collated centrally by the Electoral Commission. The Guardian is one of the few foreign news organisations with a reporter in Harare, and we'll hear from Chris McGreal in a moment. Over the years, many local journalists who defy the government have been forced to leave the country. Wilfum Banga now edits the Zimbabwean newspaper from neighbouring South Africa. He says the people of Zimbabwe are hoping that this time their votes will count.
They're expecting change. In fact, you know, I've been getting incredible reports from all around, all our reporters. You know, people in the rural areas who were putting out the MDC sign or shouting MDC slogans and so on and being told by the police to shut up. And they told them, shouted back, you know, you are as hungry as we are, you know, go away. And they went away. This would have never happened a few years ago.
Wilfum Banga. Now, our reporter, Chris McGreal, is in Harare, and he says the opposition has claimed victory by a significant margin.
They're claiming to have won about 67% of the results that are in so far, about one-third of them. But there are other figures which suggest that that's a little high, a much broader sample, about 66% of the vote in, suggests that the opposition will probably take about 55%, with Robert Mugabe on about 37-38%. That's still a significant victory, and that still means that the opposition candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, would win outright without a runoff.
So what will Mugabe do given this result?
Well, it's very hard to say at the moment. I mean, what perhaps indicates the sense of alarm that must be going through this government is that the official Electoral Commission hasn't issued a single result. It's now 24 hours since the polls closed. In the last election, they pretty much wrapped up issuing the results within 9 hours. And the commission's gone to ground. The head of the commission, when we asked him why there have been no results, he simply said this is a very complicated election. The opposition fears that what that means is that they were planning to fix the results, but that the opposition victory has been so overwhelming they don't know how to do it. What Mr. Mugabe will do is completely unclear. I would imagine that given the scale of the opposition victory, and to be honest, not just against Mugabe, but against members of ZANU-PF, at least 8 members of the Politburo have lost their seats in Parliament, including the Vice President and the Defence Minister. This is a pretty firm rejection of this ruling party. I'd have thought that Mr. Mugabe would have a very hard time persuading the military and even his own party that he should hang on to power in the face of such a rejection.
You mentioned the military, Chris. I guess key to what happens next is what their reaction will be.
Yes, and there are some indications from within the MDC that they put out feelers to the military to try and ensure that despite the comments by the army chief before the election that he would never salute Morgan Tsvangirai as president. But in fact, the military recognizes this is the will of the people and they stand aside. It might be that there's room for negotiation. There are certainly people in the army who are very professional, but there are also those who would feel vulnerable to prosecution for crimes committed here and in other places, particularly in Congo. And I would have thought that there's the potential, at least, for negotiated middle ground, recognising opposition victories in return for amnesty, for instance. That's certainly an area I would imagine the MDC will be exploring right now.
What about internally within Robert Mugabe's own party in ZANU-PF? Because there were attempts made to get rid of him before, weren't there?
Yes, indeed. It's in fact been very divided. One of the reasons that the third opposition candidate, Simba Mokoni, ran and didn't do particularly well was that he broke away from ZANU-PF. He was Mugabe's former finance minister. Was that he was very unhappy that Mugabe had imposed himself last October as the party's candidate to be president for a sixth term. Many people in the party felt that Mugabe, after 28 years, had ruled for long enough. Many people felt that, in fact, he was are going to be a very bad candidate for the party, as has been proven by the election. Once Makonnen announced he was going to run, that split the party. Some publicly went over to him, some quietly went over behind the scenes. But it's a very, very divided ruling party, and that has probably contributed to the scale of its defeat.
And as we await the reaction from Robert Mugabe himself, what's the mood on the streets?
One of wariness, really. People, it's a mixture of people not being quite able to believe that the opposition appears to have such a decisive victory, and also not quite being able to believe that Robert Mugabe, after 28 years, will simply leave. You have to remember that more than half the population was born after he came to power, so this is the only leader they've ever known. They've also had experience of previous elections that were rigged, although on a much smaller scale than would have to be the case if this one were to be stolen. But people, there have been some celebrations, but most people feel it's too early to celebrate until it is confirmed that the President Mugabe is prepared to step down.
Chris McGreal speaking to us from Harare last night.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.